You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. DeAndre Wilkins' ex-girlfriend has four children, expecting her fifth. She's out walking with friends when ex, Wilkins, 35, walks up and punches her in the face. He then allegedly pulls out a kitchen knife, stabbing her over and over, saying, "I told you I was going to get you." Wilkins stabs the pregnant mom 10 times. The victim survives and IDs Wilkins in a lineup.
Nancy, reportedly the two had been dating for about a year, but broke up a few months ago. It's allegedly part of a string of assaults and harassment. Wilkins has assaulted the victim 3 times since July, has held the victim and her 4 kids captive in their apartment, and threatened to kill the woman if she left. Prosecutors say he has previous convictions for aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, aggravated robbery, and burglary.
Tennessee cops arrest Wilkins for attempted murder and domestic assault. $2 million bond. A Wisconsin woman confused when she returns home to see lights on inside. The woman, who lives alone, calls cops when she sees someone walking around the kitchen. Joanna Lee calmly opens the front door, telling cops she has permission to be there. She identifies the homeowner by name, claiming the homeowner gave her a set of keys after meeting her in a coffee shop earlier that day. The homeowner has never seen or heard of Lee before. As Lee's led away from home in handcuffs, the homeowner discovers Lee cooked a pasta dinner for two. Lee, now charged with burglary and trespassing. Okay, freaky. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A judge in Idaho has ruled that key evidence in the case against Brian Koberger will stand. Koberger is charged with murdering 4 University of Idaho students in 2022. Judge Stephen Hippler rejected defense arguments that police violated Koberger's constitutional rights when they used investigative genetic genealogy, known as IGG, to identify him as a suspect. The defense claimed law enforcement improperly used public genealogy databases without a warrant, but the judge ruled that Koberger had no reasonable expectation of privacy in the DNA found at the crime scene. That DNA, described as touch DNA, was recovered from a knife sheath found near the victims. Investigators used IgG to trace possible relatives, eventually leading to Koberger. Prosecutors call it a crucial link in the case. The ruling removes a major obstacle for the prosecution as Koberger's trial approaches in August. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. In Arkansas, a grieving mother's discovery has prompted legislative action to protect the sanctity of human remains. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner brings us the story.
A year after enduring the heartbreak of a stillbirth, Donisha Smith of Sherwood, Arkansas, received devastating news. Her infant son's body, intended for cremation, had been sold in a multi-state scheme trafficking human remains. The ashes she cherished were not his. The perpetrator, former mortuary worker Candace Chapman Scott, pleaded guilty to selling 24 boxes of stolen body parts, including Smith's son, to a Pennsylvania man for nearly $11,000. Scott was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison. Her experience has spurred Smith and her mother to advocate for Lux's Law, named after her son, Lux Salomum. The proposed Arkansas legislation aims to make the sale of human remains intended for cremation or burial a felony, carrying penalties of up to $10,000 in fines and imprisonment. State Senator Fred Love introduced the bill, emphasizing the need to combat this form of trafficking. Currently, only 8 states broadly prohibit the sale of human remains. Legal experts highlight the necessity for clear and comprehensive laws to prevent such egregious violations. For Smith, the return of her son's remains offers some solace, but she continues to seek justice and awareness.
The Arkansas House is set to consider Lux's Law in the coming weeks. Advocates hope it will prevent future crimes and honor the memory of those like Lux Salomum.
Thanks, John. Jesus Mancilla Velez makes road trip plans with Warner Robins' Georgia friends, but he's a no-show, so the friends file a missing person report. Same day, his Chevy Tahoe found abandoned 40 miles, 2 counties away, Crawford County. The only lead inside the Tahoe was a camera police say belonged to the 35-year-old. Police say they're still looking for new leads and tracing Jesus's route. They believe he traveled in Houston, Peach, and Crawford County, possibly Bibb, September 5, 2020, the day he went missing. Jesus Mancilla Velez, Hispanic, 5'8", black hair, brown eyes. If you have info, call the GBI 478 1-800-587-4545 or remain anonymous. 1-800-597-TIPS. 1-800-597-8477 if you have info on Jesus Mancilla Velez. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.